Dunedin Blue Jays baseball.
Feliz crushes it deep into the Dunedin night. The walk-off winner for the Jays.
Let's head to the ballpark. For all the play-by-play action, here's the voice of the DJs, Larry Larson.
From Jackie Robinson Ballpark in beautiful Daytona Beach, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Tonight, it's game number... Wait, what game number is it? It's a long series. It's game number four of a seven-game series here between the Daytona Tortugas and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Glad you're with us on your Thursday night. Larry Larson in with you here for the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. Blue Jays come into this one at 16-15. They are 50-47 overall coming into the first day of August. This season has flown by, hasn't it? Wow. Daytona is 47-49 overall. They are 16-14 in the second half. And let's start our pregame show by taking a look at the standings after yesterday's doubleheader. It was a lot of baseball, 14 innings. We can't recap it all for you. Blue Jays lost game one 7-5. Then game two, they came back resoundingly with a 12-1 victory. So where does that put the Blue Jays in the second half standings? Well, it's not much different from where they went into the doubleheader at. They're in fourth place, 3.5 games back of Fort Myers, who has lost two games to St. Lucie this week, which is somewhat surprising. Fort Myers at 19-11. Lakeland a game and a half back in second place. They're 18-13. Tampa quietly in third place at 17-13. Daytona on the other side of things is one game out of a playoff spot in the Florida State League East, a game behind Jupiter. Palm Beach is in first place, but they've already clinched a playoff spot, so whoever has the second best record makes the playoffs in the second half. We've got a pregame guest today. It's Nolan Perry, Blue Jays starting pitcher. Had a good conversation with Nolan, who said maybe that was one of his first interviews. He said, you know, coming from New Mexico, there's not a ton of interviews out there. Perry, a New Mexico product, attended high school at Carlsbad High School. We talked about that and his success this season. So here's Blue Jays top 30 prospect, Nolan Perry.
We now welcome Nolan Perry onto the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. And Nolan, appreciate your time. Let's start with your last start. Finally getting in the win column, going five innings. I know it took a while to get to that five inning point for you, kind of a late start to the season, getting built up. How good did it feel to get in the win column?
Yeah, it felt really good. Big weight off my chest. Been trying to do that for like the past 4 weeks, but I've been getting behind in counts, walking people, and it was just good. It was just a good feeling.
I know with the win, there's a lot of discourse in baseball about how it doesn't matter and it's a bad stat. What do you think about the win? I know it matters to a lot of pitchers. Yeah. Does it matter to you?
Yeah, I'd say it matters to me because I want the team to win every game. I'm up there to do my best to help the team win. So, yeah, I'd say it matters a lot to me.
You know, you mentioned kind of getting behind in counts, and it seemed like you were struggling with your command for a little bit there, but then you bounced back nicely last week, only one walk. What clicked and what snapped you out of that stretch?
Yeah, so I was focusing a lot on mechanics before that, and after that, so I just started just to, like, try to be athletic is what I'm saying. So try to move quick and just be athletic, throw hard, and just get in the zone as much as I can.
It seems like you've been using your curveball a little bit more along with your slider. What is it about that pitch that you've liked lately?
I just like the way the batters react to it, like how they haven't hit it much this year, so I'm just going to keep throwing that. And the slider does good sometimes, but sometimes they can get on it, so I like how the curveball, very big difference on it and the slider.
Let's take a jump back to growing up in New Mexico for you, going to high school at Carlsbad, home of the cavemen. I got a kick out of that when I read that. New Mexico isn't really known as a baseball state. What was the competition like? And obviously you as the Gatorade Player of the Year, your senior year. What was the competition like for you?
The competition, there were some good teams, there were some bad teams, but New Mexico, I'd say it's pretty good. Baseball, it's, especially Carlsbad. Carlsbad's a big baseball town. We got a lot of people that have come out of there, like Trevor Rogers and a few other people. Yeah.
You mentioned Trevor Rogers, you know, also coming from your same high school. How much easier or maybe how inspiring is it to have somebody who went pretty recently before you on the same path that you're on now?
Yeah, it's really inspiring. Sometimes he texts me, asks how I'm doing, and just whenever I need help, call him, see how he's doing, and just pick his mind. So, yeah.
How much did that help maybe, you know, when you were in high school, you know, whether it was with your coaching staff or you yourself trying to make it to this level, knowing that, okay, they developed somebody like that before?
It was really big, especially how we're a small town, knowing that you can, like, be seen by other people, and just seeing that just gave me like the hope that I can be drafted and just hopefully move my career up.
So when you were a kid, how many times did you visit the caverns?
I've probably gone one time my whole life there. Yeah,
one time, that's all?
Yeah, one time, and it was a school trip, school field trip.
So if I wanted to go, would you recommend it?
Yeah, it's cool to see it one time. I'd say one time is good enough for me though, so yeah.
Fair enough. Now, coming down the home stretch of the season here, obviously it's hard to believe that we're in August already.
Yeah.
What would you say your biggest takeaway from the season has been up until this point?
Try to work hard every day because you never know when it's going to be your last day pitching. And just get ahead and throw strikes is what I've learned a lot. Yeah.
No doubt. And then looking forward, how about your biggest goal for the rest of the way?
Biggest goal? Cut down those walks for sure and get some wins for the team. And yeah, the walks, the biggest one for me. Yeah.
Easy, right? Yeah. Throwing strikes, simple.
Throwing strikes, yeah.
Nolan, thanks for the time and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
That was Saturday's starting pitcher for the Dunedin Blue Jays, Nolan Perry. Appreciate his time. Good to chat with him on a little more extended basis. And, of course, always looking forward to watching him pitch just because he's had such a good season here this year. Let's get you the starting lineups for tonight's ball game between Dunedin and Daytona as the series stands at 2-1 in favor of the Jays. Adrian Pinto will lead it off and play second base for the DJs. Arjun Namala will bat second and play shortstop. Carter Cunningham, fresh off a sterling pro debut, 2 doubles, 2 walks in the nightcap last night. He's the DH, batting third. Edward Duran will catch and bat cleanup. Manny Beltre is over at third base, hitting fifth. Jaden Rudd is in right, hitting sixth. Gene Joseph is the left fielder, batting seventh. Brock Tibbetts, in his second pro game, will bat eighth and play first. And Braden Berry rounds it out, batting ninth and patrolling center field. Those are the Blue Jays. These are the Daytona Tortugas, starting with Yerlin Confidon. He'll lead off and play center. Carlos Sanchez will bat second and play third base. Sammy Stafora had a day to remember yesterday. 6 RBIs in the first game of the Twin Bill. He'll bat third and play short tonight. Ariel Almonte is the right fielder and the league leader in homers. Jack Moss is over at first base, batting fifth. Connor Burns will catch and hit sixth. Esmith Pineda is the left fielder, batting seventh. Luis Reyes will DH and bat eighth. And Trey Faltine rounds it out, batting ninth and playing second base. Those are the starting lineups for tonight's ball game. Looks like we're about ready for our nation's national anthem, but in the meantime, our umpiring crew tonight, Austin Mayshak is the home plate umpire calling balls and strikes. Again, this is a human strike zone all week. No ABS system here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona. Tyler Vandewater is the field umpire. Two-man crews all season long here in the Florida State League as the crews were switched around a little bit from the Carolina League as the Florida State League got all of the Carolina League's umpires and then the Carolina League got all the Florida State League umpires. So mid-season switch, two guys who are still maybe getting used to the new scenery down here in Florida. It looks like there's no anthem singer standing down on the field, or at least we can't see whoever's supposed to sing the anthem. So we're just going to step aside for a break and come back with some baseball coming up here soon. Stay with us. We'll have first pitch between the Jays and the Tortugas coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Now it's time for the anthem here in Daytona. We'll take a listen in, and then we'll have first pitch. A strong rendition of our nation's national anthem gets a strong ovation here at Daytona Beach. Glad you're with us on your Thursday night as we are just about a moment away from baseball. Adam Serwinowski takes the baseball for Daytona. Let's detail tonight's pitching matchup. Serwinowski, the big lefty, will start for the Tortugas. He stands at 6'5", 191 pounds, and he comes into this one with a 3.43 ERA. He's been excellent in 18 starts, likely Daytona's best starting pitcher so far this season. And he's turned into somewhat of a draft bargain as he was selected by the Reds in the 15th round in 2022. He's pitched against the DJs before, four shutout innings back on June 20th, with seven strikeouts, including an immaculate first inning. He'll square off against Daniel Guerra, going for the Jays, making his single-A debut. Guerra, the 20-year-old right-hander, just called up from the Florida's Complex League Club, posted an ERA at 4-2 in 40 and two-thirds innings with the FCL Jays. He finished his season on a high note, though, had an ERA a little bit lower than that in four starts in July. So we'll see what Guerra brings to the table in his first start here in single A. The uniform matchup tonight. The Blue Jays are back in their traveling grays. Dunedin across the chest in blue and white split text. That same text that the Toronto Blue Jays have trademarked with blue and white numbers on the back of the jerseys with blue caps. Dunedin D on the center with the birdhead logo behind it. For Daytona, they're in their home whites. Looks like a bit of an alternate home white, with skinny lettering across the chest that says Tortugas, kind of an old-fashioned look. Green numbers on the back with home white pants. Green caps with the center of the cap, center panels that would be, in white with the logo on the center with a green bill. So Surowinowski is just about wrapped up with his warm-up tosses. We play under comfortable conditions here tonight, at least for now. You know how the weather down here is in Florida. It's 87 degrees under cloudy skies right now, cooling down from upwards of 95 degrees earlier in the day. Surowinowski has wrapped up his warm-up tosses. He'll square off against Adrian Pinto, the Blue Jays' leadoff man, to get us started. Pinto, the second baseman tonight, continuing his rehab assignment from High A Vancouver. The lefty Surowinowski ready for the first pitch to the righty Pinto. And it's on the way. Swing and a miss on a fastball. And we are underway in a big way. 6:40 Eastern time first pitch. About 5 minutes late. Either way, we got started. That's what matters. A one toss. Pinto sprays it foul. First base side out of play. Pinto played in game one of yesterday's doubleheader that the Blue Jays split with Daytona. And he went 2-for-4 with two singles. A guy known for his contact ability. Short stature from the right side against the big lefty Surowinowski. The pitch misses inside, almost hit him. Pinto does a full 360 and pirouettes out of the box. But after all that, just ball one. No hit by pitch. One ball, two strikes. Pinto with long blue socks, his gray pants, the pitch. Breaking ball called, strike three. Slider center cut there from Surowinowski. And Pinto is out number one. And the visitors first. Blue Jays are back to playing as the road team on the scoreboard after they were the home team in last night's game two, making up a game that was supposed to be played in Dunedin. Arjun Damala climbs in now after he homered yesterday in game one. First pitch. Misses in ball one. No score, just getting underway. Top of the first. Namala's average at 196, but his OPS, pretty impressive. 729 as an 18-year-old. The pitch is popped up. First base side out of play. One ball, one strike. This is Namala's 55th game of the season with the Jays. He did play a handful of games with the Florida Complex League club. The 1-1. A slider misses down. Two balls, one strike. Looking at Surowinowski's repertoire, it's really an interesting mix because it's not a big repertoire for a starter who's been effective. Fastball, slider, sinker. That's about all. 2-1 is shot the opposite way into right center. Down for a hit. Should be extra bases. All the way out of the track. Namala into second. He'll hold up there. He's got a double. Arjun Namala going the opposite way. Something that he hasn't done a ton of this season. That's a positive development. The Blue Jays have a man in scoring position in the first inning. 98 miles an hour off the bat. Brings up Carter Cunningham, who made his pro debut in game two last night. And boy, did he announce his presence in a big way. 2-for-2 with two doubles. First pitch is popped up on the infield towards the shortstop's DeFora. waves his arm at it and makes a two-handed catch. So Cunningham is set down on one pitch. He's out number two. Namala still on second for Edward Duran. Edward also had a good game two last night. He had game one off in the second game. 3-for-4 with four RBIs. Right-handed batter, left-handed thrower, first pitch, misses low and in. Back foot breaker, almost clipped him. On the slider, it's 1-0. Serwinowski throws a four-seam fastball 63% of the time based on data collected when he's been on the road. Slider about 30% of the time. He sets for the 1-0, and Duran takes a called strike. It's 1-1. So Edward with those three hits last night boosts his average up to 245. 676 OPS. Still without a homer. Could this be the week? The 1-1. Swing and a foul back. One ball, two strikes. The thing about Duran is you look at him, got a pretty good build to him. He's got really good bat speed. He's not a guy you would think would be without a homer in August. But that's baseball. Namala not being held on second. Serwinowski stretches out his arms as he sets and delivers. And a fastball brushes Duran off the plate. Jumped out of the way just a little bit. Serwinowski liked the location. Wasn't in the zone, according to Austin Mayshek. So it's two balls, two strikes. Serwinowski from the center of the slab. Sets to the chest. The 2-2. Rip and a miss, strike three. Elevated fastball got Duran to chase, and that ends the inning. Serwinowski strikes out two. He does allow a double to Arjun Namala, but the Blue Jays leave him on second base. We're through a half. It's the Blue Jays nothing. And the Tortugas coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. The crowd at Jackie Robinson Ballpark is pumped up already. And we're only going to the bottom of the first inning. We've got no score between Dunedin and Daytona. And Daniel Guerra takes the baseball for the first time in single A tonight. Guerra, the big guy, 6'6", 230 pounds, fires the first pitch to Yerlin Confidon. It's a strike on a fastball at 91. It's 0-1. Confidon went 0-for-4. In game two of the twin bill last night with three strikeouts. 0-1 to the lefty. Is a called strike. That was the slider. Quickly 0-2. Guerra throws a fastball slider changeup combo. He unfurls the 0-2. And that one looked like the changeup. Oh, that was a curveball. It wasn't close. Down and outside, one ball, two strikes. Guerra fully extends his arms before he throws, and the pitch is fouled off. Had a play behind home plate, still 1-2. So Guerra with a little bit of funk in his delivery. Starts with the arms fully extended and then moves into the windup. The 1-2. Confidant takes low. Two balls, two strikes. So Confidant, after going hitless in game two last night, is hitting .237 in 63 games. He's belted six homers, and he boasts a .742 above average on base plus slugging. 2-2 pitch. It's a called strike three. Daniel Guerra has his first single-A strikeout, and Manny Beltre says, hold on a minute. Let's get this baseball out of play. So the Blue Jays don't throw that baseball around. They don't throw it around at all. One batter faced, one strikeout for Guerra. Here's Carlos Sanchez, another lefty. First pitch is tapped foul, third base side. It's 0-1. We've got no score, bottom one. Sanchez went 0-2 in game two with a walk. 0-1. He takes a back foot breaking ball inside. One ball, one strike. Sanchez played in both games of the doubleheader. The pitch. Rip and a miss. Care out in front now. Ball and two strikes. Sanchez average situated at 196 after a slow open to the season. The 1-2 outside. Fastball at 91. Two balls, two strikes. Sanchez opened the season here in Daytona. Got off to a slow start. And then in early May was sent over to the Complex League team in Arizona. 2-2. Is bounced towards second. It's the first baseman, Tibbetts, who gloves it and flips to Guerra, who covers first just in time to get Carlos Sanchez. 3-1 put out, two up, two down for Guerra in the first. Brings up Sammy Stafura. Stafura racked up three hits and six RBIs in game one yesterday, including a three-run homer. Base is empty for him here. First pitch to the righty. Misses low and away. Ball one. Stafura only with three homers on the season. Not a guy known for his power, but more for his average. 1-0. Fastball misses off the outside black. Two balls, no strikes. Stafura's average at .267. After he opened the season in Arizona and then got the call up. 2-0. Swinging a foul back. Two balls, one strike. Stafura was drafted last year. Played in the Complex League after the draft and really, really struggled. So he got sent back there this year, and it's worked out. 2-1. Fastball misses up. Three balls and one strike on a hitter you don't want to get behind. Stafura's OPS at .785. Anything above .715 is considered strong. 3-1, swing and a foul tip. Guerra's battled it back full, 3-2. Tell you what, we don't know much about Guerra. Just showed up to the team earlier this week. One thing we do know, he looks the part. He's got the size to be a successful starter. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball called strike three. At the knees, it folds to Fora, and the inning is over. Guerra with two strikeouts in his first inning in single A. Both teams go scoreless. We go to the second, no score on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Blue Jays nothing, Daytona nothing, as we're on to the second inning. Glad you're with us on your Thursday night. Beautiful night for baseball here in Florida. Manny Beltre starts the second against Adam Serwinowski. First pitch. Fastball taken for a called strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. Beltre riding a six-game hit streak coming into action tonight. His average at 237. The 0-1. It's popped into shallow left. Pineda races in. Can't get it. It's down for a hit. Make it seven straight games with a hit from Manny Beltre. He celebrates at first base. Points to the dugout. Says, come on, fellas. Let's get going. Maybe not in that accent. Manny, not necessarily a country guy. He is from the Dominican Republic. Speaks fluent English. Here's Jaden Rudd. Lefty-on-lefty matchup here. Long pause, and the first pitch. Fastball just off the corner, taken for ball one. Serwinowski thought that was a strike, and so did we. Looked real good, and TrackMan thought so too. So 3-for-3 there. But Austin Mayshak says, nope, ball one. We'll take it. 1-0 to Rudd. Swinging a foul back right over our heads. So close, you could see Rob Manfred's signature. One ball, one strike. Rudd continuing his rehab assignment from High A. Opened the season in Vancouver. And the set, the 1-1. Rudd rips it foul again back into the screen. One ball, two strikes. So this is Rudd's third game here with the DJs after he finished the season here last year. He's 1-for-5 in those two rehab games. Played game one yesterday and went 0-for-2 with a walk. Now the 1-2. Breaking ball, got him. Called strike three on the front door. Serwinowski picks up his third strikeout of the ball game. And it's out number one in the visitor's second inning. Nothing in the second. Here's Gene Joseph, who changed last night's game with a three-run homer to really set the tone for a blowout victory for the Jays in game two. First pitch to the righty after a long pause. That fastball misses high and away. It's 1-0. Beltre being held on over at first. He is a threat to swipe a bag or two. He's got 17 of them on the season. Tied for the team high with Victor Arias, who's now up in Vancouver. The 1-0. Joseph with a check swing, foul tip. Back to the screen. One ball, one strike. Serwinowski calls time. He says, hold on, I need a new baseball. He examines the new one, then climbs on the rubber. Want everything to be just right. Now the 1-1 pitch. Joseph breaks his bat on a liner into shallow center. Tafura ranges out and makes the catch. Beltre back to first. Two up, two down for the Jays in the second. After the single for Manny Beltre. So here's Brock Tibbetts. DJ is trying to get on the board first. Scoreless in the home, in the visitor's second. Man, all over the place to start. Serwinowski hasn't, as his command's been pretty good. First pitch to Tibbetts, the righty. After a long set, here it is. It's a called strike at the knees, 0-1. Beltre dancing off first base. Maybe trying to distract Serwinowski. We mentioned the funk in Daniel Guerra's delivery for the Jays. Serwinowski also has a bit of funk to his. He sets and delivers. And Tibbetts swings and fouls it back. It's 0-2. Serwinowski almost has a little bit of a hop in his delivery. As he starts his motion, he kind of springs upward and then throws. And reading up on the scouting reports, that adds a little bit to his fastball. Mid-90s heater. 0-2. Tibbetts with a check swing tapper down to first. Moss scoops it up and tags out Tibbetts on his way to first. And that ends the inning. Manny Beltre opens the second with a leadoff single, but then the Blue Jays go down in order. So we've got no score through 1.5 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Four, five, six due up for Daytona against Daniel Guerra as we're scoreless in the bottom of the second inning. First pitch to Ariel Almonte, a big swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. Almonte steps out of the box. He's dejected. He thought he had a pitch to hit right there. Center cut fastball. Just missed it, so it's 0-1. Guerra comes back, and the pitch is pulled foul. Look out, the Blue Jays' pseudo dugout. That one rolled on the chalk line that signifies the dugout. But a lot of Blue Jays hanging out outside of the dugout because the dugout is so small. Not much room. 0-2 to Almonte. Down and outside. It's a ball and two strikes on the left-handed hitter. Daytona loading up the top half of its lineup with four lefties. And I'm sure that has to do with Guerra's numbers against lefties as the 1-2 is swung on and missed. Strike three. Guerra mowing him down to open his night. He's got three strikeouts and four batters faced. Brings up Jack Moss. The last of those four lefties. So Guerra in the Florida Complex League allowed left-handed hitters to hit 310. So far, so good tonight. First pitch to Moss is a called strike, and it's 0-1. No score, bottom two, on an overcast night on the Space Coast of Florida. 0-1, a rip and a miss. Quickly 0-2. Moss went 1-for-3 in game one yesterday to wrap up his strong month of July. 0-2. It's popped up out of play. Third base side. We'll have a do-over. Moss overall a strong hitter for average. 268 on the season. Another 0-2. He lays off a slider out in front of the plate. One ball, two strikes. In the month of July, though, Moss hit 308 in 15 games. And perhaps even more impressive, only struck out six times the entire month. 1-2. Fastball just off the low outside corner. Another pitch that the Blue Jays probably thought was a strike, but instead, two balls, two strikes. Moss in a slightly closed stance. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. No doubt about that one. Guerra sets him down. Three straight strikeouts for the 20-year-old righty. Brings up Connor Burns. Digging into the numbers on Guerra overall in the Florida Complex League, lowest level of ball you can find here in the States professionally. First pitch to Burns, misses low and away, ball one. Guerra posted an ERA at 6.42 in 11 appearances, nine of them starts. Was third on the team with 40 and two-thirds innings. 1-0. Burns takes a big swing and a miss on a heater that rips into Duran's mitt. One ball, one strike. Opponents overall against Guerra hit 311. 1-1. Burns leans out of the way. Fastball misses high and tight. Two balls, one strike. So it wasn't necessarily the command for Guerra. It was just hard contact. Struck out 41 batters in those 40 and two-thirds innings. He twists and tosses. And Burns chases a slider down and away. Good chase pitch there. Two balls, two strikes. And Guerra is a strike away from striking out the side in the second. Burns calls time, steps out of the box, gets his wits about him. Guerra onto the slab. The turn and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Daniel Guerra punches out the side in the second. Welcome aboard, Daniel. He's got five strikeouts and two shutout innings. How about it? We go to the third inning. Scoreless on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. nice Thursday night crowd on hand in Daytona at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. So far, the pitchers are having a good night. No score as we go to the third inning. Blue Jays send up 9-1-2 against Adam Surowinowski. First pitch to Braden Berry is on the outside corner, taken for a called strike. Berry went 0-for-3 in the first game of the Twin Bill yesterday with a strikeout, dropping his average to 0-91. 0-1 pitch. Berry takes a slider downstairs. It's 1-1. Berry got hit with a pitch in the wrist in the second game of the season that put him on the 60-day IL, and he didn't return until earlier in July. That's a tough way to open the season. 1-1 has popped up the opposite way. Foul ground on the first base side, and Moss watches it drop into the bullpen. Wouldn't have been able to get there. 1-2. So Berry, all things considered, still trying to find his stride. And just as he settled into that everyday rhythm again, it was the All-Star break. That's tough. 1-2. Berry takes a slider down and outside. Surowinowski started pacing around the mound a little bit. That pitch wasn't close. Berry calls time, steps out of the box, scoops up some dirt. And now steps back in. He's got a wide set stance from the right side. The southpaw, Surowinowski, reads the sign. Pitch clock winding down at 3. Into his motion, the 2-2. Misses out in front of the plate. Runs it full, 3-2. Now the positive for Braden at the plate is he's drawn a fair share of walks. Nine of them in 16 games. Here comes the payoff pitch. It's lined out of play, first base side. We'll have a do-over. Sun just about set here in Daytona. Blue skies overhead, but the sun is hiding behind some clouds. I don't think the players are complaining too much. Surowinowski deals, and Berry fouls another pitch off, putting up a good battle here. Still 3-2. Scoreless game, top of the third. Surowinowski nods at the sign from Burns, kicks and fires. And Berry turns and misses. On a breaking ball, came up empty. And it's Surowinowski who wins the battle for his fourth strikeout. Brings up the leadoff man, Adrian Pinto. He struck out looking in the first. First pitch to the righty. Big swing and a miss, so it's 0-1. Blue Jays nothing, Daytona nothing. Third inning. Pinto in an open stance, leans back. 0-1 to him. Is tapped on the ground down to third base. Sanchez scoops it up, sidearms to first in time. And plenty of time to get Pinto. And there's two down. Brings up Arjun Damala. Slapped a double into the right center field gap in the first inning. Starting to turn a corner, it looks like. First pitch. Misses low and in, ball one. Surowinowski with a smile on his face. He thought that should have been a strike, and TrackMan said so too. It's like that one was at the bottom of the zone. The 1-0. Damala taps it right at the second baseman Faltine. He takes a step in, gloves it, throw to first in time, and the inning is over. Blue Jays go down 1-2-3 against Surowinowski in a quick third inning. We go to the bottom half. It's still nothing-nothing on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, You can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Daniel Guerra has struck out five in two innings of work in a single-A debut. He'll face 7-8-9 in Daytona's lineup as we've got no score in the bottom of the third inning. Eastmith Pineda leads it off. First pitch. The righty takes a sweeping breaking ball inside. Ball one. A little bit high as well. Close, but it's 1-0. The pitch. That one further from the zone, down and in. Two balls, no strikes. Pineda, the Reds' number 27 prospect, went 0-for-3 in game two last night. Struck out twice and walked once. The pitch. Thought about going around and takes a fastball in on the hands. Another close one, but now it's 3-0. The crowd is prompted to shout in between pitches. 3-0. Splits the plate, called strike. 3-1. A very active MC tonight here at the Jack. 3-1. Pineda takes down and outside. That's ball four, and it's the first base runner to reach against Daniel Guerra. It's a leadoff walk for Pineda in the third. Here's Luis Reyes. Guerra turns to his middle infielders, flashes up. Hey, it's turn two. It's turn two. Let's see if he can induce a double play ball against Luis Reyes. Scoreless game, bottom three. First pitch to the righty, Reyes. Misses upstairs on a slider. 1-0. So Guerra picked up two looking strikeouts in the first and then three swinging last inning. Reyes lines it foul, first base side out of play. Ball and a strike. So Guerra's been effective no matter what. He's been living on those corners that have been a little inconsistent from Austin Mayshek, the home plate umpire to open tonight's game. Pineda tiptoes off first, doesn't go as the pitch is skied out of play. On the right field line, 1-2. Numbers on Reyes this season, still a small sample size. This is his 15th game with Daytona, .255 average. The 1-2, reached out and popped up, out of play again on the first base side. Brock Tibbetts gave it a look, about two steps, and then thought better of it. Still 1-2. Reyes in an open stance. The next 1-2 is tapped towards the middle. Namala can't glove it. It glances off his glove into center. Pineda around second base. He's all the way to third. Throw goes to second to keep Reyes to a single. Namala almost had a play on that ball, but it's Daytona's first knock of the ball game. Tell you what, Daniel Guerra also almost had a play. He reached up with his bare hand, which always makes you hold your breath whenever a pitcher does that. Sometimes you see guys reach up with their bare hand on line drives. Man on the corners for Trey Faultine. First pitch, called strike, and it's 0-1. Faultine had a good day yesterday. Played both games of the doubleheader. Across his last five, he's 6-for-14. The pitch, rip and a miss. Slider buried downstairs, and Guerra is well out in front, 0-2. Another strikeout here would be big. Let's try and help Daniel get back on track. Faultine, a Texas product, hitting 200 with three homers, including one yesterday. Here's the 0-2. Misses low. That time Faultine laid off the slider. One ball, two strikes. Faultine has gotten more playing time lately, as one of Daytona's foremost prospects has landed on the IL in Ricardo Cabrera. The 1-2 misses a hair outside. And according to TrackMan, that pitch was very much in the zone. Like, not really close. So it's 2-2 on Faultine. Guerra sets above the belt, comes home, and Faultine fouls it off. Two balls, two strikes. It remains. Faultine spent most of last season with Dayton. This season, he added a letter to his jersey and came back down here. 2-2. It's popped up into shallow right center. Rudd ranges over, makes the catch. The tag from third from Pineda. The throw to the plate is late. The production continues from Trey Faultine. It's a sack fly. And Daytona strikes first here in the bottom of the third. It's 1-0. Manny Beltre with some words of encouragement for his right-hander. As he walks back to the mound, ready to face Yerlin Confidon, top of the lineup. First pitch. The lefty rips and misses. It's 0-1. A whole lot of cheering in between pitches tonight. Wish we could see what's going on. 0-1. Misses down. Confidant takes. One ball, one strike. We can't see plenty from up here, though. Including, it looks like, a beach volleyball game going on beyond the fence in right center. 1-1. Confidant thought about going around, but did not on a fastball low. It's ball two. Now it's 2-1. It's a nice park-like area right along the river beyond the outfield wall. Time called, and Edward Duran heads out to the mound. Beltre comes in as well. Guerra's night has gone a bit sideways here in the third. Nothing too extreme. Run in for Daytona on a sack fly from Trey Faultine. Luis Reyes still on first after a single. A seeing eye single at that. But if you look up Jackie Robinson Ballpark on Apple Maps or Google Maps, whatever, you'll see that the ballpark is on basically a small island on the river. The pitch is popped into center, pretty deep. Barry is under it. He makes the catch. Plenty of room out there in center. Reyes trots back to first. And that's out number two. Guerra bouncing back nicely. Here's Carlos Sanchez. So the research department tells us that this is City Island. First pitch to Carlos Sanchez, called strike, and it's 0-1. Of course, we have no research department. That would be Jeff, the TrackMan operator. here in Daytona, who's been a great host all week. 0-1, runner goes, pitch misses down, and Duran bobbles. So Luis Reyes swipes second base. Man in scoring position for Sanchez. Daytona leads 1-0, thanks to the sack fly from Faltin. Chance to double that lead now. But anytime you can have a ballpark on an island, that's a unique setup. A breath, the 1-1. Low for a ball. Over the plate, but down. Two balls, one strike. So after a really blazing start for Guerra, pumping the brakes a bit. Swing and a foul tip from Sanchez. Two balls, two strikes. Guerra hoping to finish this third inning on a high note. His leash is going to be long tonight, just like Jorge Bautista's was yesterday in game one, trying to eat innings for a bullpen that is not rested. It's a strange seven-game series this week as the pitch is looped into shallow right center, down for a hit. Reyes around second base, circles third and scores. It's an RBI single for Carlos Sanchez, and that Daytona lead is doubled. It's now 2-0. Well, Sanchez is a guy who struggled to pull the ball, but he did there. So a bit of a sight for sore eyes if you're a Tortugas fan. And now mound visit. Joel Hernandez, Blue Jays pitching coach, will come out for a chat. Joel primarily takes mound visits with Spanish speakers, Guerra included, Corey Reardon, the pitchers who speak English. It's not all split just like that. Sometimes they'll mix it up. Edward Duran and Manny Beltre also back out, talking things over with Guerra. And you got to imagine that Joel is saying something to the liking of, hey, not a ton of hard contact in this inning. Just keep doing your thing. Throw strikes. Find the zone. A walk to Pineda opened the frame. Then Luis Reyes tapped a single up the middle that just got past Arjun Damala. That put runners on the corners. Then a sack fly from Faltin. And then later, Sanchez RBI single. Here's Sammy Stafora. He lifts the first pitch into right. Sends Rudd back. Circles around it. And makes the catch, moving towards the line. And that ends the inning. So Hernandez mound visit does the trick. But Daytona scores twice. And RBIs from Faltin and Sanchez. It's now 2-0. Through three on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Blue Jays now trying to respond after Daytona gets two runs in the bottom of the third. We're on to the top of the fourth. It's 2-0. Tortugas over the DJs. Adam Serwinowski back out there. He'll square off against Carter Cunningham. So it's a lefty-on-lefty matchup. First pitch. Cunningham takes a ball outside. Keeter missed. It's 1-0. Cunningham popped out on the first pitch he saw in the first. To the shortstops, DeFora. Serwinowski rocks and deals. And a big swing comes up empty from Cunningham. A ball and a strike. I had a chance to introduce myself to Carter pregame today. A lot of fresh faces around these days. 1-1. Another big swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Cunningham said he had a little bit of jitters before yesterday's outing, his pro debut. In large part because he only got one at-bat all of draft camp. His only live AB since NCAA regionals. 1-2. He lays off the high cheddar. Two balls, two strikes. So think about that. That was in the end of May, early June. Then a few weeks before the draft. Then draft camp. One AB in about a month and a half. That's enough to make you nuts. 2-2. He takes a slider down and outside. Runs it full, 3-2. Cunningham said yesterday he swung at the first pitch he saw, and then the second pitch he saw was a slider, and he thought to himself, okay, I'm good. He was. Doubled twice, walked twice. Payoff pitch. It's a called strike three. Carter knew it. Fastball froze him on the inside black. That's strikeout number five for Adam Serwinowski. It sounds like down below us, every time an opponent strikes out, there's a bowling ball hitting pins noise. First pitch to Edward Duran is slapped fair down the right field side, trickling into the corner. Duran hustles around first, thinking extra bases, motoring into second, and he slams on the brakes. He'll settle for a two-bagger. Edwards still swinging it after a three-hit performance last night. He's got a double with one out in the fourth here. Blue Jays trailing 2-0, trying to get their first run. Here's Manny Beltre. But quickly back to the bowling ball point. Strikeouts must be sponsored by bowlingball.com, which must be headquartered here in Daytona Beach. Probably. First pitch to Manny Beltre. Misses low and in, ball one. There is bowlingball.com signage all over the ballpark. Bowlingball.com. It's where bowlers go. Apparently. The 1-0. Beltre watches a fastball high and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Ran a good mover for a catcher. He takes off for third. There's nobody there. Right on cue. Duran shows off the wheels. Caught the infield asleep. Second time the Blue Jays have done that this week. Gene Joseph did it yesterday as Carlos Sanchez was well off the bag. Playing well behind it. Now the 2-0 to Beltre. Back foot breaking ball. Taken for ball three. Beltre singled in the second to extend his hit streak to 7 games. In each of those 6 games before tonight for Manny, he only accumulated 1 hit to extend the streak in each. 3-0. He takes all the way. It's a strike. Fastball splits the plate. 3-1. And that's why you feel like Beltre is on the verge of a breakout. He's been seeing the ball well. He's been putting it in play at a good clip. 3-1. Misses low, ball four. Beltre works a walk. He's aboard for the second time tonight. And the Blue Jays have men on the corners for Jaden Rudd with one down. Time called, and the infield will gather here. Connor Burns out to the mound. So is Jack Moss. Now, Serwinowski is not a guy who goes very deep in games, and a great example of that is his first start against the Blue Jays. Back on June 20th, he was so spot on. He opened his outing with an immaculate inning. He struck out seven batters, only allowed one hit in four innings, and then he was done after four. He went four innings in his last start, two earned runs against Jupiter on July 26th. The meeting is over. Here's Rudd. First pitch. After a long pause, on the way. It misses outside, ball one. Daytona leads 2-0. Top of the fourth inning. Two runs in for them in the bottom of the third. Blue Jays with a tying run on first base. 1-0 to Rudd. The Englishman takes outside. Two balls, no strikes. Blue Jays with quite the worldly roster these days. Of course, a lot of Americans. Handful of Venezuelans. 2-0 is lifted out of play on the third base side. Towards the bullpen. Past the bowlingball.com sign. Two balls, one strike. Canadians. Handful of guys from the Dominican Republic. One of the beautiful things about baseball. Global game. 2-1 pitch to Rudd. Has popped up the opposite way again. Out of play. It's a souvenir. On the big grandstand on the third base side. Fan makes the catch. Bare hand and all. And now he flips it to a kid. So, time called by Rudd. Steps out of the box. Grabs a handful of dirt. Digs back in. Blue Jays trying to get on the board for the first time tonight, trailing 2-0. The 2-2 pitch from Serwinowski. Misses low and outside. Great stop from Connor Burns. That's something that you say a lot when you see Daytona. Great stop by Connor Burns. Excellent defensive catcher. Full now. Serwinowski set to the chest. Kicks and throws over to first base. It's late. Beltre back in standing. No slide. Duran remains over at third. Infield playing the pull for Rudd. There's a big hole on the left side with Sammy Stafura shaded towards the middle. Double play ball gets Serwinowski out of this inning. Now, the payoff pitch. Beltre goes, and the pitch is bounced to the second baseman, Faultine. He scoops it up and underhand flips to first in time, but that brings in a run. Edward Duran scores from third, and the Blue Jays are on the board. It's 2-1 in the fourth. Rudd picks up an RBI on the 4-3 putout. Beltre up to second. Blue Jays with the tying run in scoring position now. And it's up to Gene Joseph. He's 0-for-1 with a pop out to the shortstop, Stafura. Right-handed batter, left-handed thrower, first pitch. Low and in, ball one. Gene in a slightly open stance. 1-0 pitch is driven way back to left. Pineda in front of the track has room and makes the catch. A little bit of deja vu off the bat to last night when Joseph went yard, but He knew he came up just a bit short on that one. Deep fly out to the track. Blue Jays settle for one, and the fourth on an RBI ground out from Jaden Rudd. It's now Daytona 2, Blue Jays 1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network, going to the bottom of the fourth. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me.
Blue Jays get a run back for their starter, Daniel Guerra. As we go to the bottom of the fourth, it's 2-1 Daytona. First pitch to Ariel Almonte. Misses high, ball one. Almonte struck out swinging in the second inning. His first time, one of five strikeout victims for Guerra. 1-0 is lined towards the gap in right center. It's down for a hit. Rudd is able to cut it off. He throws it back into the infield. And Almonte settles for a single. Leadoff man is aboard for the second straight inning for the Tortugas. Brings up Jack Moss. Moss struck out swinging back in the second inning, which we discussed was a rarity in the month of July, but it's a new month today, August 1st. First pitch to Moss. Check swing. As the pitch misses low, he held up. It's 1-0. As the bat boy hustles across the logo behind home plate, Guerra rocks and fires. And Moss watches a fastball miss low and away. Two balls, no strikes. There's action now in the Blue Jays bullpen. It's Jason Urbaez, the righty on rehab from Vancouver. 2-0. Misses low and in. Three balls, no strikes. These days, you might as well call the Blue Jays Vancouver South. The Floridians. Three guys on rehab from high A. 3-0. It's grounded foul, third base side. Towards Daytona's bullpen, where there is also action. Right-hander loosening up there. Three balls, one strike on Moss. Texas A&M product. Sways the bat back and forth at his ankles. Brings it up to the shoulder. 3-1. Misses outside. That's ball four. Guerra issues his second walk of the night. So it's runners on first and second for Connor Burns with no outs. Daytona trying to grow its 2-1 lead. Middle infield at double play depth for Burns, who struck out swinging his first time in the second. Right-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. First pitch, Burns squares to bunt, gets it down the first base side. Guerra gloves it, flips to first in time. A successful sacrifice for Mr. Burns. Crowd loves it. They're going nuts for a bunt. Almonte to third, Moss up to second. Here's E. Smith Pineda. It's really easy to tell big league organizations' philosophies on bunts based on how often their minor league teams do it. For the Blue Jays, they don't bunt much. First pitch to Pineda, swing and a miss. That's 0-1. For Daytona, they bunt a little bit more. So far on the season, they've got now 10. Pitch misses low and outside to Pineda. One ball, one strike. Maybe you're wondering, those 10 sacrifice bunts puts the Tortugas fourth in the Florida State League. Bradenton has bunted the most with 14. Blue Jays have just one. Pitch to Pineda, called strike. 1-2. So let's see if Pineda can make good on that bunt. He walked and scored in the third, part of this 2-1 Daytona lead. Guerra sets and throws. Misses in the dirt, gets by Duran. Here comes Almonte. He scores standing. Daytona gets that run back. It's now 3-1 in favor of the homestanding Tortugas. Blue Jays will bring the infield in as Moss moves from second to third. Arbaez continuing to warm in the Blue Jays bullpen. Starter by trade. 2-2. Pineda takes low and outside. Now it's full, 3-2. Pitch count for Guerra at 70. He did go 5 full innings once this season. He's gone 6 innings once in his career. And that was in 2022. Payoff. Comebacker. Pass Guerra off the glove of Pinto into center for a base hit. Pineda slams on the brakes around first base. He'll settle for an RBI single as he nearly took Daniel Guerra's head off. Pinto almost made an incredible diving catch. Full extension, lunging towards the second base bag. Couldn't quite make the catch. And it's an RBI knock. Make it 4-1. And here comes Jose Mayorga. That is the end of the line for Daniel Guerra in his single-A debut. He started strong and then struggled in his final two innings. 5 strikeouts in the first 2 frames. 2 runs in the third and now 2 runs in here in the bottom of the fourth. Here comes Urbiaz. We'll have the details on him here in a moment on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. As Daniel Guerra makes his way off the mound, Jason Urbaez comes in from the bullpen. Urbaez, another rehabber down from Canada, from High A Vancouver. He's a right-hander with a fastball in the mid-90s. Opened the season as a starter for the Canadians, and now he's come all out of the bullpen for the Jays. And he's been pretty darn good. ERA of 0 in 4 innings. First pitch to Luis Reyes. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Urbaez has reached as high as double-A in his time with the Blue Jays organization. Missed all of last year with an injury. A breath, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Two pitches, two whiffs from Urbaez. That's 0-2. Blue Jays trail 4-1. Two runs in for Daytona here in this fourth. Esmith Pineda over at first after an RBI knock. Urbaez sets. Comes home with the 0-2. Runner goes, and the pitch skips by Edward Duran, and Pineda stops at second. Took a big round, and then slammed on the brakes. The ball got a good kick off the backstop. So it's 1-2 on Reyes. He singled his first time. That was in the third. Urbaez shakes off Duran. Now sees what he wants from the first base side of the rubber. He throws. And Reyes rips and misses. That's strike three. Urbaez collects a strikeout in his first batter faced. Two down. Here's Trey Faulty. Walks up to a little Leica G6. That's a throwback. Kind of fun. That was probably popular when Faultine was in middle school, right? I think. First pitch to the righty. Is driven into the gap in left center. It's down for a hit. This will score another run. Pineda in from second base, and Faultine stops at second. He's got a double. Line keeps on moving for the Tortugas tonight. It's a three spot in the bottom of the fourth. It's now 5-1 Daytona in the fourth. Well, the way the Blue Jays bats have been swinging it, the way they swung it last night especially, cannot count them out. Yerlin Confidant to the plate now. 0-2 in the top spot. First pitch. He takes outside. Ball one. That run charge to Daniel Guerra, who's out and got off to such a promising start. And then all of a sudden the wheels fell off the wagon in the third. The 1-0. Confidant with a big swing and a miss. Kind of hops his way out of the left-handed batter's box after he came up empty. A ball and a strike. Urbaez nods at the sign from Duran. Here's the pitch. It's low. Two balls, one strike. So on the other side of the scorebook, it looks like Adam Serwinowski's night is going to be done after the Blue Jays pushed up his pitch count. In the fourth, they scored a run. 2-1. Is lined right at Arjun Damala, the shortstop, positioned just beside the second base bag, and he was positioned perfectly as that jumped off the bat at 109. How's that for an out? But the damage is done. Three-run score for Daytona. They push their lead to 5-1. As we go to the fifth, the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bad news, the Blue Jays trail 5-1 to Daytona. The good news, Adam Surowiecki is out of the game for the Tortugas. The starter gives way to Nick Piero. Right-hander out of the bullpen, first pitch to Brock Tibbetts. Misses low on an 89-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 1-0. Tibbetts in his second game as a pro, a member of the Blue Jays 2024 draft class. 13th rounder, 1-0. Tibbetts takes a called strike on the outside corner. It's 1-1. The details on Piero. He split time between the rotation and the bullpen. 11 outings, 7 of them starts. 1-1 is lofted into left. Pineda comes in. He's under it, makes the catch. Tibbetts retired. Here's Braden Berry. Berry struck out swinging his first time in the third. It's Daytona 5, DJ's 1. Top of the fifth. First pitch. Misses down and outside. Ball 1. I'll get you the final line on Adam Surowiecki in a moment as Berry lifts it the opposite way. Right at Ariel Almonte. The right fielder puts the squeeze on it. 2 fly ball outs for Nick Piero. And the visitor's fifth. Here's the top of the order in Adrian Pinto. Almost made a really nice diving catch up the middle last half inning. If he were maybe 2 inches taller, he would have made the catch. Glanced off his glove. First pitch. Pinto takes just outside ball 1. You look at Pinto, and he could really be your prototypical leadoff guy. 1-0. Called strike on the outside edge. It's 1-1. Pinto is well built, but he's very, very short. 5'6 on the roster. 1-1. Check swing, called strike. 1-2. There's that final line on Surowiecki. 4 innings, 3 hits, 1 run it was earned, 1 walk, 5 Ks. Not eligible for the win, despite his team leading 5-1. Here comes the 1-2. After a long pause, now here it comes. Pinto brushed off the plate a little bit on a fastball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. While we have it pulled up, final line on Daniel Guerra. 3 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 5 runs all earned. As the pitch to Pinto is swung on and missed, strike 3, and the inning is over. Blue Jays go down 1-2-3. And the fifth against Nick Piero out of the Tortugas bullpen. We go to the home half of the fifth. Score holds 5-1. Turtles over the Birds on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. First pitch to Carlos Sanchez as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning is bunted foul. 0-1. It's Daytona 5, Blue Jays 1. Thanks for joining us on your Thursday night. Larry Larson with you from Daytona Beach. The sun begins to set. It's peaked through the clouds. 0-1. It's lined out of play. Into the river. Off the island. And it's 0-2. Sanchez in the 2 spot. 1-for-2 with an RBI single back in the third. Jason Urbaez back out after finishing the fourth. He twists and tosses. And Sanchez taps it slowly to second base. Pinto charges, gloves, throws to first. Got him. One down. Here's Sammy Stafura. The Reds' number 14 prospect, hitless so far tonight. 0-for-2 with a strikeout. Right-hander on right-hander, first pitch. Misses low and away, ball one. Tortuga's 5, DJ's 1. Home half of the fifth. And game number 4 of a 7-game set this week. 1-0. Misses inside. Stafura jumps off the plate. 2 balls, no strikes. Now you might be wondering, Stafura, that's an interesting last name. I've never heard that before. Where might that come from? Well, it's Slovakian. 2-0. Down and outside. 3 balls, no strikes on the 19-year-old. There's some backstory there with Stafura's last name. Both of his parents came to the U.S. from Slovakia. 3-0. He has a called strike on the inside black. Make it 3-1. Stafura was quoted on this in an article on YonkersTimes.com. Stafura said, "My dad came here with no English and a $100 bill." That's American dream stuff right there. 3-1, flared into shallow center. It's down for a hit. Stafura stops at first with a single. It's a one-out knock. Brings up Ariel Almonte. Daytona trying to add on to a 5-1 advantage. Almonte 1-for-2. Wrapping up on Stafura, the rest of that quote, he said, "He found a way to become a successful man. My motivation comes from that." First pitch to Almonte, misses low and in. That's 1-0. If he had no excuses for becoming the man he is now, then there shouldn't be any excuses for me. I can do anything I put my mind to. It's good stuff. Stafura takes off from first, and the pitch is lined foul towards Almonte's Daytona teammates in the dugout. It hits somebody. Everybody's okay, but that might leave a mark. So Stafura's dad came here with $100 in his pocket. Stafora signed for a bonus of $2.5 million. 1-1 is hopped down to first base. Diving stop from Tibbetts. Throw to second for one. Back to first. Double play. Outstanding from Brock Tibbetts. A 3-6-1 twin killing. A rarity in the scorebook. And a gem from Tibbetts. Urbaez works around the single from Stafora. And Daytona goes scoreless in the fifth. It's still 5-1 as we go to the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Blue Jays trail by four. It's 5-1 as we go to the sixth inning. And Nick Piero's back out for Daytona. His first pitch to Arjun Namala misses outside. Ball one. Piero worked a 1-2-3 fifth with a strikeout against Adrian Pinto. Namala 1-for-2 with a double. The pitch. He takes a strike at the knees. 1-1. If you've been listening closely tonight, you've been hearing some fans chant, "You bum." 1-1 is lifted high in the air, way back to left. Pineda's at the wall. It's another homer for Arjun Namala. Off the scoreboard as Namala puts a run up there. Home run number 11 for the 18-year-old with Dunedin this season. Make it four homers in the last seven games for the Blue Jays number three prospect. He keeps on hitting. Not just hitting, but crushing. Here's Carter Cunningham. Base is empty. First pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1. So it's now Daytona 5, Blue Jays 2. In the sixth, 0-1 is slapped the opposite way, slicing away from Pineda towards the corner. He reaches out and makes the catch. Cunningham gave it a ride, but now he's 0-3. Here's Edward Duran. Arjun on some kind of a Linsanity run here with these homers. Ran into the box 1-for-2. First pitch. He takes a breaking ball for a called strike, 0-1. Slider from Piero. And time called by Edward. He needs some perspiration relief. Wipes some sweat off his face. Duran doubled and scored in the fourth. 0-1. Check swing. Did he go? No swing. This is Tyler Vandewater. 1-1. So back to those "you bum" chants. That's something I've heard at every ballpark here practically as the ball is dribbled on the third base side. It rolls foul. One ball, two strikes. It seems to be a Florida State League favorite where some fans will say something really outlandish. Like, hey, Edward, I bet you leave a light on when you leave the room. You bum? I had never heard that before this season. My first year in the Florida State League. They love it down here, I guess. Lighthearted fun most of the time. Granted, they chanted that at Namala. Then on the next pitch, he homered. 1-2. Duran checks a swing on a slider. He held up again. Two balls, two strikes. Piero reads the sign. Here's his 2-2. Duran leans out of the way of a high fastball. It's full now, 3-2. Piero does not walk many guys at all. He's walked six. And now over 39 innings of work. Payoff pitch is fouled off Duran's ankle. Ouch. Stumbles out of the box. So we'll have another payoff pitch. And here it is. Duran fouls it off. Still 3-2. Seems like the crowd has gotten larger as the night has gone on, at least the crowd that we can see in the third base grandstand. As the sun sets bright orange beyond third base. Next 3-2, misses low, ball four. Edward Duran earns a walk. Blue Jays offense starting to get going. They've got a run in here in the sixth on the homer for Margin. Yes, that's right. Another homer for Margin. 5-2 Blue Jays trailing Daytona. Beltre into the box. First pitch. Down and outside, ball one. Manny has reached twice. Single in the second. Walk in the fourth. Piero sets at the chest, kicks and fires, and Manny takes a big swing and comes up empty. One ball, one strike. Infield playing to pull. Trey Faltine strictly behind the second base bag against Beltre. The pitch on the outside corner called strike. Beltre calls time. Slider just nibbled the corner. It's 1-2. Beltre in a closed stance as Burns sets up high. The pitch is bounced foul. Third base side. Still 1-2. Home plate umpire gets a fresh delivery of baseball. Duran swiped a bag earlier in the game. Got to keep an eye on him here, being held on by Moss. The next 1-2 is hit well, deep left center. Pineda back towards the track, circles back and makes the catch. Duran was all the way at second base. He scampers back to first. And Beltre is allowed out number two. There are a lot of fly balls that look really good off the bat from up here. That one was one of them. Came up just a bit short. The wind is not blowing out like it did the last 2 days. The flags are still out in center. No breeze. Here's Jaden Rudd. First pitch popped up. Down to the third baseman, Sanchez. He waves everybody off, makes the catch. And that ends the inning. Blue Jays do get a run back, though, on a solo homer from, guess who? Arjun Namala. It's now 5-2. Blue Jays trail by three as we go to the bottom of the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. It's the Daytona Tortugas 5 and the Dunedin Blue Jays 2 as we go to the bottom of the 6th on a beautiful Florida Thursday night. Jason Urbaez is back out for the Jays. It's his second full inning of work. He worked a quick one in the 5th, worked around a single to Sammy Stafura, induced a 3-6-1 double play. It'll be Moss, Burns, and Pineda here against Urbaez. A little bit of a delay to open the inning for the Jays as Edward Duran had to hustle back into the dugout and get the catcher's gear on. First pitch to Moss. He scores the bunt, pulls back. It's ball one. Moss worked a walk in the 4th inning. Came in to score. A breath in the 1-0. He's lined out of play. Third base side. It's a souvenir. It's 1-1. In case you're just joining us, the Blue Jays fell behind 2-0, bottom of the 3rd inning. 2 runs against Daniel Guerra. 1-1. Misses low and in near the shins. Fastball at 95. It's 2-1. Blue Jays got a run back on an RBI ground out from Jaden Rudd at the top of the 4th. Then Daytona scored 3 times in their half of the 4th. 2-1. At the knees, taken for a called strike. Slider from Urbaez. He kicks and offers the 2-2. Moss takes in the dirt. It's full now, 3-2. Blue Jays are the ones most recently putting runs on the board on Arjun Namala's solo homer. Last half inning. So here we are, 5-2 Daytona. Payoff pitch is tapped foul behind home plate, and the battle continues. Moss has had some really good at-bats this week, continuing his strong stretch. And it might not surprise you to find out that Moss picked up a very fitting nickname in his time at Texas A&M. His teammates called him the professional hitter. The 3-2 is looped out of play, third base side. We'll have a do-over. That nickname came to fruition as Moss is now a professional hitter. Literally. Settles back into his stance. Next 3-2 is cracked down into left center for a base hit. Joseph scoops it up, throws it back in. And the professional hitter goes the opposite way for a leadoff single in the sixth. That's what he does. Loves going oppo. Here's Connor Burns. Burns walks up to flashing lights. Lights remain on. LED shining down on the artificial turf surface. First pitch. On the corner, called strike. Backdoor breaking ball from Urbaez. 0-1. Burns laid down a sack bunt in the fourth, so he's 0-1 with a strikeout. 0-1 toss. He takes a slider down and away that skips. Duran snares it. A ball and a strike. Daytona 5, Blue Jays 2. Bottom of the sixth in front of a lively Thursday night crowd. The 1-1. Burns swings and misses. One ball, two strikes. Seems like every night here there's something different. Of course, yesterday was all-you-can-eat belly buster night. Today they brought in a whole snow cone truck into the pavilion right next to the Blue Jays clubhouse. Pretty convenient. 1-2 misses outside, gets by Duran, moves Moss up to second base, takes a big round, but he stops. Now Burns has a man in scoring position. 2-2. Conveniently located in case any Blue Jays or Blue Jays broadcasters wanted a pregame snow cone. Somebody may or may not have taken them up on that. Their first customer of the day. Two-two. Is tapped towards the hole at third. Past the dive of Beltre into left. Moss was heading back to second. Heading to third. The throw there glances off Beltre's glove. It trickles to the plate. And that allows Burns to move up to second. A lot going on there for just a single. Now an error. Runners on second and third base with no outs for Eastmith Pineda. As Juan B. Vasquez warms for the Jays. In front of a big crowd, the Budweiser bullpen. My goodness, it looks like everybody down there is just sitting watching Juan Mi warm up. Their seats are oriented towards the plate, though. Not just the bullpen. Daytona with a golden opportunity for insurance, leading 5-2. Men on second and third for Pineda, who's reached twice. First pitch. Swings and foul tips it into Duran's mitt. It's 0-1. There won't be an error on that play, I don't think. It'll just be an advance on the throw for Burns. 0-1. It's cracked foul behind home plate. Quickly 0-2. This is a spot where you want a strikeout. If you're Baez, want to keep the ball out of play here. Infield drawn in on the quick turf. Here comes the 0-2 to Pineda. Check swing on a slider low and away. Nice stop from Duran. Snare that ball backhanded. It's 1-2. Looks more like the cutter from Urbaez. Upper 80s, low 90s on that pitch. It moves somewhat like a slider. Again, not a huge difference between cutters and sliders. We've talked about that before on the broadcast. And kind of comes down to velocity a lot of the time. Pineda reads the sign. Rather, Urbaez reads the sign. If Pineda read the sign, that'd be bad. As the 1-2 misses low and away, Duran knocks it down again. Two balls, two strikes. Pineda walked and scored in the third, had an RBI single in the fourth. Urbaez with a breath, He comes back with a 2-2 offer. It's a called strike three. Cutter at the knees froze him. Much needed out number one. Right over the heart of the plate. A little bit low, but in the zone. Here's Luis Reyes. Runner still on second and third. Blue Jays trying to keep it 5-2 Daytona in the sixth. First pitch to Reyes. Called strike. 0-1. Reyes 1-for-2. Single and a run scored in the third. Struck out swinging against Urbaez his last time in the fourth. Hasten sets, delivers, and misses high by a hair. It's 1-1. Looks like Vasquez is just about ready for the Jays. Down the first base line. The 1-1. Reyes takes down and outside. Two balls, one strike. 97 on the fastball there from Hasten, which, by the way, is spelled G-E-I-S-O-N, but pronounced Hasten like Jason. 2-1. Reyes way out in front of the cutter. Swings and misses. Two balls, two strikes. Baez looking for back-to-back strikeouts. Here comes the 2-2 to Reyes. Misses down and outside. Couldn't get him to chase. On the cutter. It's full, 3-2. This is a big spot right here in this game. Blue Jays already trail by three. A single here probably scores two. Five-run deficit. Your final three at-bats on the road is a lot to ask for. Payoff pitch. Reyes bounces it foul off the catcher. Duran out of his crouch, hobbles around. And Austin Mayshak, home plate umpire, will deliver a new baseball. Urbaez at 43 pitches. This is probably his last batter. As Vasquez has stopped warming up, he's ready for the game mound. Baez holds the baseball behind his back, leans in. Here we go. Next 3-2 to Reyes. On the way. It's hopped past Arjun Damala into left. Moss scores from third. Burns will hold up at third base. And Luis Reyes drives in a run on an RBI single. A screamer at Arjun Damala. 102 off the bat. Good luck. Drawn in infield. Ooh. That's tough. And that indeed will be the end of the line for Urbaez. Jose Mayorga struts out to the mound. And Wanmi Vasquez will take over with men on the corners and just one out. The run in for Daytona in the sixth inning. Their lead burgeons to 6-2 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Juanmi Vasquez takes over for the Jays. Jack Moss scoring on an RBI single from Luis Reyes that chases Jason Urbaez from the ball game. So Vasquez inherits runners on first and third, and Trey Faltine at the plate. Vasquez, the soft-tossing lefty, has been pretty effective in stretches for the Jays. ERA at 4.40 and 30 and two-thirds innings. He's a pitcher out of the bullpen that can eat you up some innings, and that's what the Blue Jays are looking for here. He's the third pitcher of the night with one out in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch to Trey Faltine. He squares to bunt and bunts it foul into Duran's mitt. Foul tip 0-1. Faltine with two RBIs tonight. RBI double in the fourth. Sack fly in the third. 0-1. He squares to bunt again. Bunts it back to the pitcher. Vasquez scoops it up. Flip to the plate. Got him in plenty of time. Safety squeeze does not work. Not a good bunt from Trey Faltine. You want to bunt that away from the pitcher. He squared it up right back to Vasquez. So Faltine reaches on a fielder's choice. And Burns is out number two at the plate. 1-2 put out. Reyes does move up to second base. So here's Yerlin Confidon with a man on first and second. Confidon, the leadoff man, 0 for 3. First pitch. Fastball at 90, misses in. Ball one. Vasquez with a fastball that won't light up the radar gun, usually sits in the upper 80s. 6-2 Daytona in the sixth. Kicking the pitch. Misses outside. Duran was really crossed up there with Vasquez. And now Edward will head out to the mound and probably saying, hey, man, what was that? Ugh. That's usually when you see guys get crossed up. Runner on second base. That'll happen. Happens more times than you'd like at this level. It's 2-0 on Confidon. He's got 27 runs driven in this season. The pitch. Misses up. Two balls, no strikes. Three balls, no strikes, excuse me. Vasquez from the stretch. Sets above the belt. Checks the runners. Deals. And the pitch is a called strike at the knees. Close. 3-1. Fans really letting the umpire and crew have it. Hitters count, 3-1 offer. Confidon takes downstairs. That one missed. Allegedly. On the outside corner. Looked right there, but it's a walk. Confidon reaches for the first time tonight. And here is Carlos Sanchez. Juanmi Vasquez will go from the windup here with the bases full of Tortugas. They already lead 6-2. Sanchez with a chance to bust it open. First pitch. He lines it down into shallow center for a hit. Berry jumps to bring it down. Here comes Reyes in to score. Faltine behind him. And Confidon moves from first to third. It's a two RBI single for Carlos Sanchez. Things going from bad to worse for the Blue Jays in the sixth. 8-2 Daytona. Three RBIs for Sanchez tonight. Here's Sammy Stafura, who knows a thing or two about big RBI games. He swings and misses. 0-1. Stafura coming off a six RBI day in the doubleheader yesterday. And they all came in game one. The pitch. Runner goes from first. Pitch misses high. Throw down is offline. Almost went into center. Pinto had to turn his attention from the runner to just the ball to keep it on the infield. So Sanchez steals second base. Vasquez back to the wind. 1-1 is a strike. Stafura 1-for-3 on the evening. Singled in the fifth. Vasquez holds the leather in front of his face. Turns and tosses. Swing and a miss. He got him. And that ends the sixth inning. Tough one for the Blue Jays as Daytona scores three times on a total of 1, 2, 3, 4 hits, including a 2 RBI knock from Carlos Sanchez. Our new score, Tortugas 8, DJs 2, going to the bottom of the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Blue Jays now face a bigger deficit. It's 8-2 going to the top of the seventh inning. And the first pitch to Gene Joseph from Nick Piero is a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Joseph 0-for-2. The pitch low and in. 1-1. Pop out shortstop and a fly out to left for Gene. A deep fly out to left, we might add, in the fourth. Just missed a homer. 1-1. Home run hack comes up empty. 1-2. This is game number 4 of a 7-game series. Yes, a 7-game series. 1-2. This is low and away. 2-2. By virtue of a game getting rescheduled from Dunedin to here in Daytona yesterday, played 2, split them. Blue Jays lead the series 2-1. This is not the only 7-game set the Blue Jays will have. Piero steps off before the 2-2 pitch. Lakeland comes to Dunedin and will play 7 games at the end of August for the Blue Jays' final homestand. 2-2. Gene pops it into right this time. Routine for Almonte. He's under it. One-handed catch for out number 1. Brings up Brock Tibbetts. Tibbetts still on the prowl for his first hit as a pro. 0-for-2 tonight. With a ground out and a fly out to left. Right-hander on right-hander. First pitch. On the corner for a called strike. Piero painting the outside edge. 0-1. And it's 8-2 Daytona. Visitor's seventh inning. Piero steps off the rubber. Tibbetts remains in the box. 6-4. The pitch is slapped the opposite way towards the line in right. Almonte watches it drop On to the Budweiser bullpen. It's a souvenir. Can only imagine some of the conversations between patrons in the Budweiser bullpen and the Blue Jays bullpen. Long pause here between Piero and Tibbetts. Piero from the stretch with nobody on. He deals the 0-2. And Tibbetts mashes it towards the hole on the left side. Sliding stop from Sephora. Throw to first is late. And it gets by Moss. But Tibbetts has to hold up at first base. There's Brock Tibbetts' first pro hit. It's an infield single with one out in the seventh. And he will collect that baseball for safekeeping. Here's Braden Berry. Berry 0 for 2. They say ball cube sales increased by 30% in July. First pitch to Berry. Misses low ball 1. Some action just now getting up in Daytona's bullpen, as Piero has been pretty darn good. Only blemish on his line, a solo homer from Namala. Pitch is a called strike. It's 1-1. Lights have taken full effect now, making the green artificial turf surface look a bit brighter. 1-1, swing and a foul tip into Burns mitt. 1-2. One thing that's really nice about this turf surface in Daytona, no tarp poles for the staff. And here in Florida, that's a huge job benefit. 1-2. Berry check swing on a slider in the dirt. He went. Strike 3. Out number 2. Tibbetts remains on first base, and here's the top of the lineup in Adrian Pinto. Pinto 0-3, 2 strikeouts and a ground out. First pitch, little tapper, past the mound to the shortstop, Stefori, gloves on the run, bobbles, and has no play. Blue Jays have 2 hits in the inning, and a ball hasn't left the infield on either of those hits. Brings up Arjun Namala. Double in the first for Arj. Homer in the sixth. Chance to get the Blue Jays right back in this thing with another homer. 8-2. Daytona leads. First pitch. Namala rips and misses. 0-1. Namala was taking some razzing from his teammates in the cages during batting practice today. 0-1. His bounce foul, third base side. Now it's 0-2. As Arjun, in the last 2 weeks, has let go of his bat 3 times. It's flown into the net. And Arjun had a really nice response. He said, guys, just means it's max relaxation at the plate. And honestly, it kind of looks that way based on how he's swinging it. 0-2. Misses outside. 1-2. For an 18-year-old, Namala does look just so comfortable at the plate. Such a fluid swing. And despite his struggles this season. 1-2. Called strike on a breaking ball on the inside corner. And that ends the threat and the inning. Blue Jays leave 2. And now it's time to stretch in Daytona. Score remains Tortugas 8, DJs 2 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. To 2 Daytona as we're all stretched out at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. First pitch to Ariel Almonte. Misses outside. Out of the hand of Juanmi Vasquez. It's 1-0. Vasquez back out after finishing last inning. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Ball and a strike. Almonte is 1-for-3. Singled and scored in the fourth. Rolled into a double play his last time. Pitch is a slow breaking ball that tumbles in. It's 1-2. Almonte in a slightly closed stance. Swings and misses. Strike three. Vasquez climbed the ladder on an 89-mile-an-hour fastball. It's enough to get Almonte one down. Brings up Jack Moss. Moss has had a productive day. Walk and a single, two runs. First offer. Paints the outside black. Called strike, going one. Moss with baby blue cleats. Waits on the 0-1. And he leans out of the way as it misses up and inside. One ball, one strike. The series continues tomorrow. Same time, same place. Hope you can join us. 1-1. Moss takes a bender. The outside edge again. It's 1-2. Called strike. Vasquez twists and tosses, and Moss slaps one past the dive of Arjun Namala at shortstop into left. And Jack Moss has his second single, both to the opposite field tonight. Here's Connor Burns. Most guys, most lefties, get shifted onto the pole side. You almost got to play to the opposite field side for Moss. It's crazy. Here's Connor Burns. He's got a single on his line tonight. 1-for-2 with a sack bunt. 8-2 Daytona. First pitch. Fastball misses upstairs. Ball one. 8 runs on 11 hits for the Tortugas. 2 runs on 6 hits. No errors for the Jays. Vasquez checks the runner, comes home, and Burns mashes it into left center. Center fielder Berry calls for it, makes the catch a few feet away from Gene Joseph, the left fielder. There's out number two. Here's Eastmith Pineda. Pineda's reached twice on a walk and a single. First pitch. Misses low and in. It's 1-0. Daytona with a nice bounce back after going 0-for-11 with runners in scoring position in last night's nightcap. They drew seven walks and only scored once. The pitch. Called strike on the outer half. It's 1-1. Vasquez pauses and pitches. Swing and a miss from Pineda. One ball, two strikes. This Daytona offense has been really good. They were second in the league in July in OPS as a team. Second only to the Blue Jays. The 1-2. Swing and a foul tip into Duran's mitt. Strike three, inning over. Juanmi Vasquez strands Jack Moss on first base. Collects two strikeouts, and we're on to the eighth. Score remains 8-2. Daytona on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Cunningham, Duran, and Beltre do up for the Jays as they try and mount a comeback down 8-2 to Daytona. Some static blasts through the speakers, welcoming Carter Cunningham to the plate. His walk-up music tonight. First pitch to the lefty. Misses low and in. Ball one. Cunningham 0-3 in his second game as a pro. Big news about his college teammate today, Trey Yesavage. One we've been waiting on. 1-0, swinging a foul back. One ball, one strike. Blue Jays' first round draft pick was officially signed today. A buzzer beater before the deadline. And that officially completes the class for the Jays. The 1-1. Cunningham lines it foul. Past the dive of Jack Moss and foul ground. A little extra effort there. 1-2. So now, of course, the question in the front of fans' minds is, when are we going to see this guy pitch? And the answer is 2025, probably. The 1-2. Cunningham takes upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. He savaged through close to 100 innings at East Carolina this year, including playoff innings. So he's probably done for the year. 2-2. Called strike three. Cunningham rung up on a high fastball. Inside edge. Out number one in the eighth. Here's Edward Duran. Duran's reached twice. A double and a walk. First offer is fisted on the ground. Foul on the first base side. 0-1. It's Daytona 8. DJ's 2 in the 8th. Piero has been excellent. Still out there for Daytona, taking over for Adam Surwinowski in the fifth. And again, with both teams having to make up seven extra innings with their pitching staffs this week, any extra juice you can get out of anybody is welcomed with open arms. 0-1. Duran lines it into the gap in right center, down for a hit. Tumbling away from Confidant, Duran around first. He's got another double. Edward Duran is smoking the ball right now. Boosts his batting average in the second half towards 290. He's got his second two-bagger of the night. Brings up Manny Beltre. Beltre, the right-handed batter. 1-for-2 with a walk and a single. First pitch. Outside for ball one. Blue Jays just need base runners right now. One at a time, and go from there. Got a scratch and claw. Down by six. 1-0. Down and outside. Two balls, no strikes. The press box bounces above the grandstand. Literally, the 2-0 is fouled off. It's 2-1. So again, in case you've missed our description earlier in the week, it's a tin roof on top of the grandstand. And then on top of the tin roof, that's us. And a shipping container. Unique setup, but not overly unique. 2-1. Called strike on the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. This is a very similar setup to a lot of ballparks around America, especially in the 80s. You know, ballparks that were built in the 40s and the 30s had setups just like this. And those ballparks beginning to disappear, but not here in Daytona. 2-2 is lifted out of play on the third base side. Jackie Robinson Ballpark, a gem in the Florida State League. Opened in 1914. The pitch is driven in the air to left. Sends Pineda back. Now he dances in, makes the catch. Duran fakes a tag from second base. He'll dash back to the bag as Beltre is set down for out number two. Brings up Jaden Rudd with the man in scoring position. Rudd 0-for-3. He does have an RBI on a ground out. Let's see how well you know your baseball stadiums. You know what other baseball stadium opened up in 1914? First pitch to Rudd, misses outside. It's 1-0. We'll give you a minute to think about it, and you can text the booth with the answer. Get you that text the booth line here in a moment. That pitch is popped up behind home plate. The catcher Burns doesn't have room. One ball, one strike. As we pull up our text the booth phone number, a lot of loyal listeners have it saved. I guess it's something I should commit to my memory. 813-291-3932. Again, what big league ballpark opened in 1914? Pitch misses outside to Jaden Rudd. Two balls, one strike. And not just any old ballpark. Very historic one. 2-1. Rudd takes high and outside. Three balls, one strike. For the shortstop playing directly behind second base for the lefty Rudd. Faultine in the hole at second base. We'll have that answer next half inning. So we'll keep you waiting on pins and needles. The pitch is bounced to Faultine right at second. Gloves at chest high. Underhands first in time. And that ends the inning. Blue Jays get a double from Edward Duran, but that's it. Score remains 8-2. All Tortugas, at least so far tonight. Going to the bottom of the eighth on Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Little Garth Brooks over the speakers as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Juan B. Vasquez back out for the Jays. The Blue Jays are in a low place right now, trailing by six. It's 8-2. Defensive substitution for report. Adrian Pinto is out, and Bryce Arnold is in. Not surprising there with Pinto on rehab. First pitch to Luis Reyes from Juan B. Vasquez. Misses outside, ball one. Also, a second substitution to report. Jayoni Munoz into the game in right. 1-0. Outside, two balls, no strikes. So, both the Blue Jays rehabbers from Vancouver out of the game. 2-0. It's popped up, first base side. It's out of play. It's 2-1. So, our trivia question of the night. Which big league ballpark opened in 1914 is the pitch sales high? Two balls and one strike. Disappointingly, nobody texted the booth for the answer. The answer is Wrigley Field. 3-1. Swing and a foul back. Runs it full, 3-2. I should point out my mother did text me the answer, Wrigley Field. But that wasn't on the text the booth line, Mom. Doesn't count. Sorry. I don't make the rules. So Wrigley Field opened the same year as Jackie Robinson Ballpark here in Daytona. That just puts things in perspective of just how old and how much history there has been here in Daytona Beach. Pretty cool. Payoff pitch to Reyes. Misses up, and that's ball four. Lead-off walk in the eighth inning. Man aboard for Trey Faltine. Has been real productive in all three ABs. Reached on a fielder's choice his last time in the sixth. Sack fly in the third, and an RBI double in the fourth. So technically not all ABs, but it's been to the plate three times. First pitch. He thought about going around on a fastball, and he takes a called strike, 0-1. Oh, one pitch. Faltine takes a fastball near the shoot tops. One ball, one strike. Faltine in an open stance. The offer. That is popped up into shallow center. Namala ranges out and makes the catch. Sends Reyes back to first base. Ball team's retired, out number one. There's the leadoff man, Yerlin Confidant. First pitch. In there for a strike, and it's 0-1. 8-2 Daytona. Looks like a few folks are getting in their cars and leaving. 0-1, a big rip and a miss. It's 0-2. Where are you going? What better place to be on a Thursday night? Here comes the 0-2. After a long pause, it misses outside on a heater. One ball, two strikes. Nobody up in the Blue Jays' bullpen. Vasquez has been efficient. Ideally, he will finish the game for the Jays on the pitching side. They might need somebody else if the Blue Jays do force the bottom of the ninth. 1-2. Confidant takes up and outside again. Two balls, two strikes. There's the 2-2 offer. Confidant pops it up out of play behind home plate on a pitch that was almost chin height. Swung at ball three. Still 2-2. One feature of this ballpark that isn't exactly very old is the beach to the bigs wall downstairs. And looking at that wall, so much fun. 2-2. Called strike three. Fastball froze him at the knees. Juanmi Vasquez has his fourth strikeout. It's out number two in the home eight. It's kind of like watching a movie that you've seen already. And you notice something new every time. You notice a new name. And Daytona had a really long affiliation with the Chicago Cubs. So a lot of Chicago Cubs on that wall. First pitch to Sanchez, swing and a miss. It's 0-1. That's the team I grew up watching predominantly. So names like Ronnie Cedeno, Carlos Marmol, guys on those mid-2000s Cubs teams everywhere. 0-1. Sanchez lays off a slider downstairs. One ball, one strike. There is one Blue Jay on there, at least one guy who made his debut with the Blue Jays. And I can't remember who it is. We'll get that to you tomorrow, hopefully. And now we're having some issues with the baseballs, it appears, as Austin Mayshak is calling for a fresh batch. The umpire equivalent of sending your food back to the kitchen. These aren't good enough. I need a new one. Edward Duran now joining in. And Jose Mayorga is now chatting with Julio Murillo, Daytona's manager. Kind of a little testy. That's strange. Maybe Julio Murillo wanted a pitch timer violation. Maybe. Huh. 1-1. Sanchez with a home run hack and a miss. It's 1-2. Usually it's managers getting testy with the umpires, not the other manager. Although anything's possible here in the Florida State League. We've come to find out. The 1-2. Sanchez takes upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Blue Jays trail 8-2. Home half of the eighth inning. Vasquez looking to end this half inning. He sets and deals. Sanchez leans out of the way. comes back with his mind on his money and his money on his mind. Didn't think you'd hear Snoop Dogg tonight, did you? Payoff pitch is lined towards the left field line. Joseph over it, drops foul. So we'll do it again. Blue Jays bullpen still quiet. This is all Wanmi here. Looking ahead to the Blue Jays' last chance in the ninth. Bottom third of the lineup. Gene Joseph, Brock Tibbetts, and Braden Berry. Wanmi gazes in for the sign. He's got it from Duran. The next 3-2 pitch. Sails upstairs. That's ball four. Second walk of the inning issued by Vasquez. And that gives Sammy Stafura a crack at it. Stafura 1-for-4 with a single. Stafura struck out against Vasquez. Wanmi's first strikeout back in the sixth. First pitch to the righty. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Daytona really with a chance to bust this thing open. They already lead 8-2. Bottom of the eighth. Men on first and second. Here's the 0-1. Stafura takes upstairs. One ball, one strike. Speaking of anything being possible, how about a little this date in baseball history? We had a wacky one last night. This one's a little easier to understand, but maybe a bit more bizarre. Pitch misses up and away. Two balls, one strike. On this date in 1945, a hitter named Irwin Hall is credited with a single as a line drive winds up inside the pitcher's pants. Pitch is fouled off. Two balls, two strikes on Stafura. So Dutch Leonard, the pitcher for the Washington Senators, threw the pitch. It was a comebacker. It hit him in the stomach and somehow found its way into his pants. So what do you do in that spot? The hitter is awarded a base. On this date in 1945. Probably hasn't happened since in the thousands and thousands of baseball games played, but I don't know, maybe. 2-2 fouled back. We'll have a do-over. Old Dutch Leonard went on to have a pretty good day. Goes the distance in a 2-1 win over Philadelphia. They probably told that story for a long time. 2-2. Stafura with a swing and a foul back. Battle continues. Daytona continuing the trend of really working Blue Jays pitchers. Long at-bats all week long. And if this is how they've been hitting leading up to this series, it's easy to see why they've had success. 2-2. Another foul ball. First base side into the net. It's 2-2. Crowd in the third base grandstand is thinned out a bit, but not much. Hardy baseball fans here. They love their tortugas. Vasquez with a fresh baseball and the fresh 2-2. It's a dribbler foul on the first base side. And now more baseballs on the way. Go figure. Baseballs are being directly delivered to Edward Duran and then Vasquez because Austin Mayshak is a bit too sweaty. 2-2 misses upstairs. Runs it full, 3-2. No, that's not a guess. That's just fact of the matter. It's happened a few times in the Florida State League this season. Now the payoff to Stafora. Both runners go, and the pitch is wrapped to shortstop. Namala picks it up, throw to first, just in time to get a hustling Stafora. And the inning is over. Juanmi Vasquez delivers another zero on the line score, and the score remains 8-2, Tortugas. Last chance for the Blue Jays coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. All right, here we go. It's now or never for the DJs tonight as they trail 8-2 to Daytona. It'll be Joseph Tibbetts and Barry due up against Nick Piero, who will try and complete five innings to finish the game. First pitch to Joseph, misses high, ball one. So the goal, obviously, is to score six or seven to tie the game or take the lead. But secondarily, knock Piero out of the game, get another pitcher in. Pitch is a called strike, and it's 1-1. The game within the game. Blue Jays have used three pitchers tonight. 1-1. Joseph lines it past the shortstop Stafora into center. There's a start. Gene stops at first. He's got a leadoff single. Brings up Brock Tibbetts, who collected his first hit as a pro on an infield knock in the seventh. If we do get to the top of the order here, Bryce Arnold bats in Adrian Pinto's spot. First pitch to Tibbetts. Line drive over the second baseman, Faltin, down into center. A screamer from Brock for his second hit of the ball game. Joseph moves up to second. 104 off the bat. Tibbetts might be thinking that's more like it. Two hits in his last two ABs, and here's Braden Berry. Piero from the stretch. First pitch. Down and outside, ball one. Piero, again, has been a starter for a good handful of games this season. He's at 68 pitches, which for starters count, pretty low. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Ball and a strike on Braden. It was 0-3 tonight with two strikeouts and a flyout. Joseph on second. Tibbetts not being held at first. The offer is popped into right. Almonte towards the line. Makes the catch. Joseph fakes a tag from second base. And that's the first out of the ninth. Here's the top of the order in Bryce Arnold. Bryce coming up for the first time tonight. Spot of Adrian Pinto, who finishes his ball game 1-for-4. Bryce homered last night, snapped a 5-game hitless stretch. First pitch. He takes fastball for a called strike. It's 0-1. And that has just got to give you such a rush of confidence going. If I got 5 games without a hit and then breaking it with a bomb. Oof. 0-1. Down and outside. 1-1. Middle infield. Double play depth. The 1-1. Low. 2-1. Blue Jays not over eager here against Piero. Nobody up and warming in Daytona's bullpen quite yet. As Piero nods at Burns. Sets above the belt. Gives a look out at Gene. Deals. And a fastball misses up. 3-1. See if Arnold gets the green light here. Hitting 179 on the season. 6 homers, including that one last night. 26 driven in. The pitch is bounced foul. Sends the Tortugas scattering. Third base dugout. You can never really relax sitting outside the dugout. Kind of defeats the purpose, right? So it's full on Bryce, 3-2. Blue Jays down 8-2. Top of the ninth inning with one out. Runners on first and second. Piero steps off. Steps right back on. Toes the first base side. And delivers. And Arnold flies it foul. First base side out of play. We'll do it again. Bryce with a big deep breath. Digs back into the box. Joseph being held at second. Dances off the bag. Next 3-2. Misses inside. Ball 4. The Blue Jays have loaded the bags in the top of the ninth. And Connor Burns wants to talk things over with his right-hander. That'll bring up Arjun Namala. Joseph to third. Tibbetts up to second. Mala coming to the plate, 2-for-4 with 2 extra base hits. A first inning double and a sixth inning solo homer, because of course he homered again today. That's just how he's swinging it right now. Base is full of birds for him. Blue Jays trail 8-2. First pitch. Fastball on the black, taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Mala now with 11 homers and 28 driven in. The pitch. He thought about going around on a high fastball, but thought better of it. 1-1. Mala in an open stance. The 1-1. Called strike on that outside corner again. It's 1-2. Mala briefly steps out of the box and back in. Digs in a little bit. Piero reads the sign. His 1-2. Mala fouls it off. We'll do it again. Some good ABs here from the Blue Jays in the top of the ninth. And this team not once this season has gone down easy. Played a ton of close games, not many decided by 6 or more. The 1-2, Namala lines it down into left field. It's a three-hit day for the 18-year-old. Joseph in from third. Here comes Tibbetts behind him. Arnold slides into third safely, and Arjun Namala collects two RBIs. Blue Jays are trying to sneak back into this thing through the back door. Lead is cut in half. It's now 8-4. Double for Arge. And now a mound visit from the pitching coach, Willie Blair, as the bullpen gets up and throwing. All right, so they've got Piero on the ropes at the very least. Carter Cunningham coming to the plate. Cunningham due for one, 0 for 4 tonight after two doubles last night. A double here would really make things interesting. Good speed on the bases. A single would score both runners in all likelihood. One out, top of the ninth. First pitch to Cunningham is flied into center. Confidant moves in, makes the catch. Arnold tags from third. The throw goes to third, and it deflects off DeFora's glove towards Daytona's dugout, and it just barely stays in play. Oh. Near disaster for the Tortugas. It's a sack fly for Cunningham. Blue Jays bring the lead down to 8-5 now, but they're down to their final out, and it's represented by Edward Duran. Three spot for the Jays here in this ninth. First pitch to Edward as a strike, 0-1. Blue Jays now up to 10 hits. Duran with two doubles on his line, also a walk. 0-1. Misses down and inside. One ball, one strike. Edward leans back in the box. Rocks back and forth, back and forth. Now the 1-1. Swing and a miss. He chased. He knew it. Slider down and outside. Blue Jays are down to their final strike. Duran calls time. As the crowd comes to life at the Jack. Daytona, a strike away from staving off a Blue Jays comeback. Piero sets and fires. Duran takes in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Piero nods, comes back with the 2-2. Duran lays off, down and outside, shakes his head at that pitch. It's full now, 3-2. And a walk here would probably chase Piero. He's at 89 pitches. I guarantee you there's a parent in the stands right now that says, hey, if he walks this guy, we're leaving. Here's the payoff. Misses upstairs, ball four. Edward Duran extends the ball game with a walk. Second free pass of the ball game. And here comes Julio Murillo. So the Blue Jays do indeed chase Nick Piero and force Daytona back to the bullpen. This game's not over yet, folks. Blue Jays trail 8-5. Down by three. Tying run coming to the plate in the form of Manny Beltre when we come back on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans. Take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game flex pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. New hurler on for Daytona as the Blue Jays force him to go back to the bullpen as they've scored 3 runs in their final at-bats to make it 8-5 here in the ninth. It's Jonah Herney on out of the pen. The numbers on the southpaw. 3.95 ERA in 18 appearances and 41 innings of work. Herney is pitched to a 2.18 opponent's batting average, and he's only allowed 2 homers, something that comes to mind here with a tying run at the plate in the form of Manny Beltre. Beltre with 4 homers on the season. Tonight, 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. Left-handed pitcher, right-handed batter, Namala on second, Duran on first. First pitch, Beltre bounces it, shortstops. Tafora gloves it, flips to second in time, and Herney needs just one pitch to end the ball game. A valiant effort falls short for the Blue Jays. They scored 3 times in the top of the ninth, but ultimately they can't come all the way back. And 8-5 is the final score. Back with the totals when we come back on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in 4 styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game flex pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. This one is in the books from Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. Here are the final totals. First for the victorious Daytona Beach Tortugas. They score 8 runs on 11 hits, no errors, and leave 7 on base. For the Jays, 5 runs on 10 hits, no errors, and 9 left. The winning pitcher is Nick Piero for Daytona, who was excellent until the ninth inning. Blue Jays chased him and forced Daytona to go to Jonah Herney to end the ball game on one pitch. But Piero went 4 2/3 innings, allowed 7 hits, 4 earned runs, 3 walks, and struck out 4. Herney gets the save by throwing one pitch, his 4th save of the year, while Daniel Guerra gets the loss for the Jays in his single-A debut. 3 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 5 earned runs, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts, all in his first 2 innings, which were scoreless, but then He allowed 5 runs across the next 2 innings. So a tough one there for Guerra, but definitely some positives to take away. This ball game was played in 2 hours and 50 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,596 at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. With the loss, the Blue Jays fall to 50-48 overall this season. They are an even 16-16 and a half, while Daytona is 48-49, 17-14 in the second half. Do they gain a game of ground on Jupiter, who holds the playoff spot right now? Let's find out with a look on the out-of-town scoreboard. As we start with Jupiter and Clearwater, Jupiter wins. So Daytona does not gain any ground. 3-2, Hammerheads over the Threshers in Clearwater. Final from Palm Beach, it's the Cardinals 5 and the Bradenton Marauders 2. Lakeland and Tampa were rained out, while Fort Myers and St. Lucie just got started. Florida State League After Dark, anybody? Well, you've got it down in Fort Myers taking on the Mets. Fort Myers trying to avoid a third straight loss to open the series against St. Lucie, who has the worst record in the league. Mets have the bases loaded at the top of the first. Look out. So that's the Florida State League. How about the Toronto Blue Jays and their affiliates tonight? Starting with a doubleheader for AAA Buffalo on the road at Worcester. In game one, Buffalo won 8-5. In game two, Buffalo lost 9-8. Some fun ones there at Polar Park. Double A New Hampshire shut out in brutal fashion. 1-0 to Binghamton on the road tonight. New Hampshire had 5 hits too, but they couldn't get a run across as the Fisher Cats fall 20 games below, 38-58. High A Vancouver will play at 10:05 Eastern. Connor O'Halloran, the Southpaw and the former DJ, going for the C's against Tri-City again at 10:05. Probably going to have some former DJs in the lineup in that one. We'll have our eyes on it. And as for the big league club tonight, this is Thursday, so a lot of big league teams off. If I'm not mistaken, Toronto was off as well. And indeed they were. They'll take on the Bronx Bombers in the Bronx tomorrow, 7:05 Eastern, first pitch from Yankee Stadium against former Blue Jay Marcus Stroman. Looking ahead to tomorrow's matchup here in Daytona, same time, same place, 6:35 first pitch with a 6:20 p.m. Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. The pitching matchup in tomorrow's ball game. Fernando Perez goes for the Jays. 3-1 record, 3.71 ERA. He's been great this season. He'll be opposed by Ben Broody, the right-hander for Daytona with a 3.17 ERA. Should be a dandy. Hope you can join us then. But until then, that does it for our coverage tonight from Daytona Beach. For everybody back in Dunedin at TD Ballpark, this is Larry Larson. Thanks, saying thank you so much for joining us on your Thursday night. Hopefully you can join us again tomorrow night. One more time, the final score. It's the Tortugas 8 and the Dunedin Blue Jays 5. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody. We'll talk tomorrow.